On behalf of the You Know You Were Thinking It podcast, I would like to formally apologize for the statements made about the 12-year-old last week. We do not condone sexual acts with 12-year-olds, nor do we condone whatever the fuck Big D's talking about. And with that being said, let's kick off episode 5. It's pretty fucking good. Episode 5! Coming in live! What's going on? I'm joined today by Big D, Zoe, and Barnsey. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about jail, which was nice considering how we started the podcast here. We're going to talk a little bit about jail, Halloween, and our hot guy draft. 3 rounds of the hottest men in the world. But before we get into that, we got to follow up on last week's episode. I know you guys are all dying to know. Big D, in passing last week, said, "Hey, I've been to jail."
And we'll talk about it later.
So,
later's now.
We needed some topics today. We were kind of going around the horn here. Big D, you went to jail.
Big D didn't go to jail. Big D didn't go to jail.
I think he should have went to jail.
I knew you were thinking it last week when you heard the podcast.
Yes, we were.
This is not true. These are falsified, classified documents.
Falsified, classified?
Yes. We can't go into that.
Were they exposed?
We can't go. You,
we're into it.
We're in it.
We're already knee deep.
We're in it, but I stepped out, so.
Wait a second. There's a lot of, I mean, Barnsley said it last week. There's a lot of rumors going around this podcast. There's a lot of bullshit lies. Yeah.
I'm the only one being honest about everything.
You know, you were thinking it. So
say it.
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking when you said, "We'll talk about the jail situation at a later time"?
Have you ever been arrested?
Never been arrested.
He went to jail for fun. To meet some dudes. That were above 12 years old.
You guys ever been to jail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they told you I was.
Barnsley has, so tell us a little bit about that.
That's a lame story.
Okay, but okay. Zoe, you been to jail?
It's a case of mistaken identity.
Never been to jail, so we're pretty fucking lame in terms of that. But
so by next week, we're all going to jail.
Yeah. So next week, we got a real exciting podcast for you guys. I think we're going to do a special edition. We're going to the Brazilian Steakhouse.
We're
going to
be on the road doing the podcast.
We're going to be on the road, a special half an hour podcast
for you guys. You guys remember last year we went to Redozio, the couple was sitting beside us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
We was the first people in the restaurant
right.
at the time.
At 10:30 a.m. for a Brazilian Steakhouse.
And, our goal that day was to make sure that this couple didn't last longer than we did. So,
in terms of sex,
right?
In terms of the bedroom, and I'll tell you what, I did get her number. We still talk from time to time. She took a toll on me, but let's move forward here. We're going to talk about the sexy man draft here.
That Zoe wanted.
That Zoe.
He's into that.
Zoe wants this sexy man draft, and I'd like to. Let's just go around the horn. I get the first pick. I want it.
Of course.
Naturally.
You want the guy you're picking or
both? I want the first pick and I want this guy. So let's do it this. We'll do myself first, Big D, Zoe, Barnsley gets 2, and we're going to filter it back around. Snake draft. Yeah. We were going to do auction style, but that would get too messy. So with the first overall pick in the sexy man draft, Armand with no D selects Dwayne The Rock Johnson. There's a B in my face. I don't give a fuck because I just took The Rock.
That's a good pick.
Number one overall pick.
That's a good pick. I got the number 2 pick.
Number 2.
The only reason I'm going to pick number 2 because I know
Rock's got it all.
Yeah, he's got it all. The looks.
He does.
The charm.
I know Zoe wants this pick, so I'm going to pick
him. Don't do it.
I'm going to pick Tom Brady.
Tom Brady off the board. With the number 2 overall selection. Tom Brady.
My number 3. I'm not really a vanilla guy. So I kind of like Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
I thought he was going Vanilla Ice.
I thought he was going Vanilla Ice.
For Kenny there for a minute.
Okay, well, we can't go
obviously
there.
Obviously, you guys, all you are is sports, this and that.
Yeah.
I'm going with Zac Efron.
Oh, that's a steal. At the tail end of the first, he was a projected early first rounder.
And I'm going with a funny guy because it's not all about look.
Damn it. I hope you don't take mine.
But I'm going Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really good one.
That's a really good
personality,
one.
Man.
You're right. I look
personality, too.
You're right. Okay, yeah. Zoe.
I have another football player.
Of course, because that's all you do.
But it's from his combine.
Okay.
Robert Kennedy.
Okay.
Great size. Yeah.
He size matters. Wow. Yeah.
Solid.
Everybody knows who he is.
Long.
Robert Kimdichi.
Thick.
He lasted 2 years.
Yeah, I think you could have taken him. Even...
Look him up.
I guess I will have to look him up. Big D,
so
who
Big
you taking?
Big D's going
to
go. This is going to be solid. So I like redhead, so I got to go with Andy Dalton.
Oh, he likes redhead.
I
got
to go with Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
My second pick.
We're doing the podcast outside today, guys. And there's this bee floating around here. And... somebody's going to get stung, but with the end of the second round pick, as Barnsey said, it's not all about looks, right?
No, it's not.
It's about personality.
Personality, that's what we're looking for.
And this is a pick that's going to shock some people, okay? And do I care? I don't, because I would love his company. Adam Sandler. I'm taking Adam Sandler, because you know what? It's a sleeper. He's not the best looking dude. But damn it.
He can play the guitar.
He was great on SNL 15 years ago. I'd like to have a little conversation about that.
He's also Jewish.
Good. He's good with his money.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's the end of the second round. Why don't we go around the board, just kind of, you know, lay it out. I got Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Adam Sandler. Big D, who you got?
I got Andy Dalton with my second pick.
Yeah, and who did you take?
And Tom Brady.
And Tom Brady. So
he's probably the best pick all around, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean.
He is a solid guy. I like him. I did want him, number one. I thought I could get Newton in the second.
Yeah.
But I had to go with Newton. So I have Newton and Robert Kandici. I know you guys are going to make fun of him.
Yeah.
But if you look at his picture online during the combine, you'll understand why I picked him.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Barnsey.
Zac Efron and Ryan Reynolds can't go wrong with either one of them.
I agree with that. Honestly,
I'm a little bit more classy, so it's not all about sports for me.
I go outside the box. Me too.
That's true.
I agree with that. And
that's why you're on the show. You go outside the box.
But we got one more round left.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I will kick it off here with the first overall selection of the third round. You guys might not know him. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan.
Oh, I don't know.
I won't know.
Kit Harington.
Oh, I know him. I just... scrolling.
Yep. Yep. Great looking man. A little shorter, which I like. A little
like
shorter
midget?
Side. No, not a midget. He's just a little shorter of a guy. Really adorable face to him. And I will take him with my first overall selection in the third round. We're going to swing it over to Big D. Who you got? Third round. Last pick.
Oh, I'm going to have to go wrestling on this one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have to go China, you know China. She passed away.
She's not a dude.
But she's like a dude. So I'm gonna have to go her. You know?
Oh my god! You picked a dead person.
Yeah.
You can't pick somebody's dead.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
12-year-olds ended. That's illegal too.
Okay.
Yeah. Messing with a dead person's illegal too.
So you just went against the whole purpose of the draft. You picked a woman.
You tell me
China's
not
dead
a guy.
Woman.
It's a mockery.
You tell me China's not a guy.
Why is he always into weird stuff?
I don't know. He picks dead people?
I know. I got the steal of this.
Oh
this
my
draft.
God. China?
I actually got the number one.
If you don't,
we might have to bring someone out to... you know, give us their evaluation.
We might have a special guest, Trixie. Don't want to get your hopes up here, folks. But I guess that's the second pick of the third round, China.
Move on.
I guess.
Who's yours?
Zoe?
Can you save this?
I'm sorry. Barnsey's gonna have to help me with the name. I'm not going to pronounce it right.
Oh, he might be thinking it for himself here.
Josh Duhamel.
Okay. Yeah. Who's that?
Yeah, he's not...
smart, funny,
okay.
decent looking, nah. has some grit to him.
So who what's he do? What's,
he's an actor.
He's an actor. What is it? But what's his big role?
He was in Well, I watched the TV show Las Vegas. He was in that.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that one. He's in quite a few.
I'm sure a lot of listeners
watch that. Oh, here we go. Okay, last pick of the third round, and then we got a special guest, Trixie, coming in, who's going to grade, who is going to tell us who won, and the last pick of the third round is...
Justin Timberlake.
Ooh. Justin Timberlake.
Damn it.
So I think if
forgot
I...
forgot about him.
So, Trixie... Oh, boy. Here we go. Now it's getting interesting. Trixie... we're going to go around the table, tell you our hottest guys, three
and
picks.
And which one wins out of this?
And which one wins. So on my team.
You picked hot guys.
Yes. And
hot
we're all.
Guys.
Yes.
Tell her your three.
So I've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who is my captain of my team. And then I want Adam Sandler for the funny. And then in my last round, I took Kit Harington from Game of Thrones. Great looking guy. Big D, who'd you take?
Andy Dalton excludes him.
No. I got in Tom China. Brady. I picked Tom Brady. My second pick was Andy Dalton.
And then,
big redhead. And then China.
The big woman.
The wrestler. So. A dead woman. So.
I'm winning this.
She's a woman.
And then, Zoe, go ahead.
I took Cam Newton, Robert Kimdichie, which you don't know him, and Josh Schumel.
Okay. And what did you take?
I got my number one pick was Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Number two, Ryan Reynolds.
Like Zac Efron now or like back in the day?
Whichever way you like.
You can take it prime.
Zac Efron, Ryan Reynolds, and Justin Timberlake.
She likes him like that.
What are we picking? Like, what are we
Which
doing
three
with
are the
people?
Best?
What are we doing with these men?
Well, we're going to try to have them on the podcast, but our budget's kind of low, especially after the con. We lost a lot of sponsors from last week.
Out of the group, which three would
we
you
may
rather
be able to get China.
With?
Yeah.
Is this for sleeping with?
Yes.
Yeah.
For,
yes.
Which three relationship would you rather sleep with?
Yes. What trio would you pick?
Oh, gosh.
Line them up.
Okay, so I had to pick what you guys picked. Like,
yes.
Who picked the best?
Who picked the best? Yeah.
I would definitely say.
Oh, Barnsey with the win.
I didn't even add Kenny.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Which
true.
Which would have been the clincher.
We might, you know, in following weeks, we might have to do four and five, six rounds.
I'm very curious how China made it.
Yeah.
You understand China's not a man.
She really is. You really don't know her.
And she...
she really
honestly, you can't say she. If
but
it's
she's not even an attractive man.
Like, why didn't you go... That's the thing. If you're going to China, why didn't you go Bruce Jenner?
Bruce Jenner.
That's true.
Like,
that would be a good one.
You started out really bad with Annie Dalton.
No, my top pick was Tom Brady.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go. But I think I had... I mean, I started off the draft well, and then I kind of just tapered off near the end. But Barnsey was cheating because he had his phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I really fucked up.
I really fucked up and
took Robert Kimdichie over Justin Timberlake.
Well, and it has a
That's
lot
your
to.
Fault.
We'll have a. I don't know.
Research, fellas. It's simple.
I know. I don't know.
That's what
if
the internet's for.
But other than that, I think we'll move on beyond the guys. I mean, now that we're all riled up here, I think it's appropriate to move on to one of our favorite, you know, traditions here around the United States is the Halloween. The Halloween.
Zoe's got a lot to say about Halloween.
Oh, Zoe. Let's just do this. What a great introductory statement here. What's your favorite candy? How about that? Barnsey, what's your favorite candy?
Come back. I got to think. Okay. Like all candy.
Oh, no. You're going to look it up on the internet? No,
yeah, that's bullshit. This is bullshit.
I think I like M&M's.
M&M's number one.
We
now
call
just,
them vegetables.
Yeah, vegetables around here.
If Big D says like Tootsie Roll Pops, I'm out.
All right, yeah.
Like if he says a good sucker or something like
Blow
that.
Blow
Pops.
Like,
Blow
Pops. He was talking about how much he likes a good salad bar, so I was just
like, oh, yeah.
How he likes a good sucker.
Love
like
the salad bar.
The Tootsie Roll Pops.
I can't wait to get the Rodizio's and get a salad bar, you know?
With a 12-year-old.
You're going to
In China.
A Brazilian steakhouse, and you're looking forward to the
salad bar, yes.
He's tossing some salad at Rodizio with a 12-year-old.
Okay, well, okay, so what are you guys saying? What's the favorite? We got M&M's for Barnsey. Regular, right? No peanuts or fucking caramel.
No.
Just regular M&M's.
What the hell is that hat, by the way?
Okay, so listen.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
We got Zoe.
I like Shock Tarts.
Shock Tarts.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's one of my favorites.
Okay, okay.
So, I'm into all about sour stuff, so
we're
gonna go with the little nerds, the nerds, because I'm
a 12-year-old nerd.
Yeah, no, I'm with three nerds here today. That's got to be my
Are
favorite.
You fucking kidding me? What a line! Nerds. What a deadline! I'm with a bunch of nerds. You guys are a bunch of
I'm
nerds.
I'm just hanging out to get the explanation on the hat, then I'm leaving.
Okay, so and I would probably go Snickers. I love Snickers. I mean,
how did no one pick Reese Cups?
How did nobody pick like him? Kit Kats,
Milky Way,
or Logan.
Milky Ways are up there for me.
Kit Kats, Three Musketeers are probably my favorite.
Three Musketeers.
I just picked the M&Ms because I figured Daryl would. Or whatever his name is.
What's the best costume?
What's the best
that
costume
you guys have
ever come up with? I'll start off. I was Hulk Hogan a couple years ago, and people really got a kick out of that. And the only thing with that, though, was because I really invested myself into the character.
So you had to say brother a lot.
And he's a little racist.
Yeah,
so
you kept saying brother, and you were down and over the Rhine.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, when you invest yourself, because I'm big on Halloween, so I always invest a little bit too much. And you can look it up. A couple years ago, Hulk Hogan had some choice words for minorities.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really, and that's, I couldn't be Hulk Hogan ever again for those statements he made previously, but I'll say Hulk Hogan.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Well,
what do you got? Well, oh, shit. This could
do
be
we need
bad.
To skip him?
My, actually,
my
we,
son went out as the Macho Man here recently.
Yeah,
and
he did.
So I dressed up as Elizabeth.
Oh, fuck.
Elizabeth from WWE, if you guys don't know who she is. She was the manager of Macho Man.
So. Yeah, okay, so Miss Elizabeth.
I'm starting to see a female trend on him.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. He likes,
not in a good way.
Okay, so what if you're listening at home, what you're probably gathering from Big D is he likes dead women and underage boys. But Zoe, go ahead. You got it.
Like father, like son. I was thinking about a female that I dressed up as well, which I
Marilyn.
Now at this point in time, I'm not happy about, because I think when you dress up as someone, you could be making fun of them.
Mm.
So doing so, now I'm looking back at it and I don't think it's a good thing, but I think my best costume in looks was when I dressed up as a brownie.
Ooh, a brownie.
Yeah. You know, not a Girl Scout. A brownie.
He didn't really technically dress up. He was in the brownies. And he just wore the... Came from one of their little meetings.
No. A brownie?
You've never heard of it?
No.
Girl Scouts and brownies
are young. It's
thing.
A young Girl Scout.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you dressed up as like the fucking pastry. I thought he was a brownie. I was like, what the fuck
is
going on?
You know, like, Boy Scouts eat brownies?
You can't talk about Boy Scouts. You can't talk about anything related to boys or girls. I mean, all right. I really don't. Barnesy.
One year I went as a 12-year-old boy. And Big D chased me around for hours. So that was the last time I dressed up for Halloween.
Oh, my God. Okay. Daryl, I guess we got to talk about picks here.
Who?
Guess we got to talk
Who?
About.
Pixie? Zoe.
Or that Trixie?
Zoe, we got to talk about
Pixie. Pixie sticks.
Oh, all God.
Right, Zoe. Well, what do you got for picks this week? We all took a game.
Picks this week. Who'd you take?
I took the Colts. I honestly can't even remember.
Another team?
Who the hell are they playing? I just know I like Jacoby Brissett. He's a great game manager.
Yeah, he's sucking today. Just
so
you know.
Is he? Okay, well, great.
Yeah, you took the Colts over the Broncos.
What's the score?
6.5.
What's the score right now?
The score is 13-3 Broncos in the third.
Not looking good.
Oh, man, that kind of sucks.
Bengals are down 24-10 now.
Oh.
Okay. So, yeah, that's who I took. It looks like it's going to be a loss for me. But I'll tell you this, I was the only one to win last week.
That is true. So we took Seattle over Atlanta. That's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I picked that. Big D picked Seattle. And that's a lock game.
Yeah, that's the lock game of the week.
That's the lock game of the week.
That's the same thing.
I took Eagles over the Bills. They're up 4.
And I took the 49ers. They might be a late game today.
They are.
Over the Panthers.
They are.
Over the Panthers. Okay.
Which is weird because he's taking them over one of his hot guys.
Yeah, that's odd.
Hey, but he's not playing today.
So those are our 4 picks. As a plane's flying over here, sorry about that audio. I think it's that time of the podcast in our closing statements. I always like to start with Barnesy because he really sets the tone. Barnesy, closing remarks.
I didn't have a lot of time to think about it. But
okay, fair enough.
I will say that every week I used to look forward to the Bengal games, and now I'm looking forward to Rodozio.
Next week, a special edition of the podcast.
If we can get Armand up out of bed.
Yeah, I will probably be hungover next Sunday, but I will be there in all my glory. Zoe, Any closing remarks?
Closing remarks. I don't know how China's a dude. That's pretty much end of the story.
Yep, end of the story there, Big D.
Thank you all for joining. I know our audience picked up like 20% last week. I'm sure this week after
most
my,
of them
comments
from the 10% police department.
If I can get these other three to pick up their game, we might go somewhere.
Wow, that's your closing remarks. So you guys know, he's referencing the statements he made about the 12-year-old boys. Vegetables is right, and what a great place to leave. Radozio, next week, we're heading out. This is a Know You Were Thinking It podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
Vegetables! Yeah!
Yeah, vegetables!
Another 12-year-old in the world.